Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody, to the Mantle of God Prayer and Fellowship Show and Line. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to be on the line. Amen. We have an interesting, amen, topic tonight. It deals about the Word of God, end of God's prayer. We just thank God tonight, amen, for His redeeming. And right now, as we're going into prayer, amen, we're now going to prayer by Evangelist Williams. Amen. Welcome, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name
praise
of Jesus, we thank and praise you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, for your loving kindness. We ask, oh God, that you bless everyone on this prayer line on tonight, God. We ask, oh God, we invite you into this conversation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless every ear, Father. Open every ear, soften every heart, God. Let your word come forth, Father, for your glory, God. Let a seed be planted on today, God. May a soul be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, let the word that go forth on these airwaves, Lord God, let it fall onto the hearts, Lord God, bringing fruit in abundance, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, Lord God. Let it be spirit-led, Lord God. Let yokes be broken, Lord God. Let bondages be removed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you honor and praise tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome, everybody, amen. It's the Mantle of God, amen. And tonight's topic, we're talking about prayer, and we're also talking about men, amen. Prayer and men, amen. And we know, according to the Word of God, that prayer is very important. Jesus said that, you know, can't you watch and pray with me for 1 hour? And so it's very important that we pray and seek God's face in this hour. Amen. Don't you agree, Evangelist?
Amen. Amen. Prayer is a lifeline. We need prayer today for everything. It's the Word of God that brings life in us, and prayer is the key to the kingdom. Amen. Without
Amen.
Prayer, we can't move. We can't live. We can't exist. Prayer is the essence of our life. Amen.
Amen, amen. We have another co-host joining us. Should be Pastor Catrice. Pastor, are you there?
I am here, amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise mm-hmm. the Lord, praise the Lord. How do you feel about prayer? Prayer and just what's going on in this season. What is God saying to your spirit in this season concerning prayer?
Amen. Prayer is the lifeline of the Christian other believer, and if you find that someone who says they're a believer and they don't pray, you really should question that, because prayer, it's all about communication, relationship with God, and that in the prayer kind of solidifies that relationship that you have with the Lord God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, in this season, prayer, God is saying, He's actually given myself in the ministry that God has put me in, under shepherd over, is to teach His people how to pray, and that they should pray. And prayer being a priority is the first, you know, thing they do of the day. You know, spend time with God, have an appointment with God. I mean, not as, you know, something that's dutiful, but something that you show loving care toward God. If you are spending time in the Word, listening to His voice, and, you know, just finding out, you know, that you're casting your cares on God for the day,
right.
And, you know, that He's in charge of your day. And so, and just find that God is truly wanting His leadership to teach His people that, and that they have dependence upon God and no one else, and not the pastor, not, you know, this leader, that leader. But when you begin to teach people that they can seek God for themselves, you will find that more believers will rise up and begin to go into the harvest field and win souls and be more effective in the kingdom and be more than just pew warmers, but they'll be actively involved in building the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, since we're talking about prayer, I'm going to be reading a scripture, and I want you both to tell me, what does it mean to both of y'all? And we as the church, why have the church gotten away from true prayer? We're living in a day and age where prayer has become entertainment. You know, people are throw prayer conferences, amen, and they're really making a show out of prayer, amen. But the master, when he prayed, amen, and according to John chapter 17, the Bible reads as this. In verse 1 of chapter 17, it says, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast gave me to do. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy word unto men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word." Now, I'm going to stop right there. Now, Jesus said, they have kept thy word. He was talking about the disciples back then. So how do you feel concerning prayer and what that scripture means to you? Have the church, those in the church building, have we in fact kept the word according to prayer? It's an open discussion.
Cool.
Evangelist
Praise
Williams.
God. Amen.
Evangelist, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Amen. So how do you feel about concerning prayer? Either one of you, Pastor Catrice?
Yeah.
That particular scripture.
If you find that there is a ministry that truly prays, the church that's praying, praying people, I just say, for instance, the church out of New York, Brooklyn, the pastor there was given this mandate about prayer. God told him that if he would teach his people how to pray, the church would never lack for anything. The building that they would have wouldn't be large enough to contain the people because prayer was priority. And, mm-hmm. and that mandate has been true for that ministry. And so... truly, it's been neglected, and I don't want to just put like prayer as a dutiful thing. You know, sometimes prayer meetings can be dead because it's for the reason or the wrong purpose. So if you have God as the focus, praise and worshiping Him, it's part of prayer.
Yes.
Crying out from your heart. And just humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God, and just that's what Jesus was doing when he prayed those prayers in that book of John there, and so he was just pouring out his heart unto God, and that's what it's all about. It's teaching people how to pour out your heart. You know, say what's on your heart. God is not going to be surprised. He already knows what we're going to speak out of our mouth, our thoughts before we think of. So it's just. Just encouraging the body of Christ, go ahead and pray to God. And I'm not going to take up too much time. Just a short story. When I first returned to Christ, I was a part of a ministry. The pastor, would call people up to the altar, and I would go up to the altar frequently. And until the pastor told me, he said, you need to spend more time in your prayer closet. You need to spend more time in prayer with God. And so he told me that. He told me something that was very valuable and could never, have, he could, he was telling the word, because we're to pray without ceasing, but also we should be taught how to pray and to seek God in that. And since then, that prayer has been a very valuable part of our relationship with God, and God is keeping me in that, in the area of prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. So the next topic, amen, concerning prayer, amen. I know I had a discussion with the men's in my church, amen, and we was talking about if we could get all the men together in prayer and intercession, how the power of God would be unlocked just between men, because we know, there's been an attack against a lot of the men by the enemy, amen. Because he doesn't want the men to take their rightful place and kingdomship, and he doesn't want them to transfer that down to his family, to his queen, amen, and to his seeds, and to his children, amen. So we was talking about if the men can get on one accord in prayer, if they can get on one accord in prayer, the things that they will be able to release in the atmosphere, not only in their churches, not only in their cities, but all across this nation. And so if we, I say for myself as a man, if we begin to, as they say, pay it forward in the spirit by empowering another man to pray. I mean, getting the men together and just say, you know what, you don't have to be ashamed to cry out to God. You don't have to be ashamed to cry out to God. You don't have to be ashamed to come against this in the name of Jesus. Because I noticed one thing with the sisters, they get together, amen, and they'll shout down the walls of Jericho, amen. They'll shout down the walls of Jericho, and they'll lift their voices up to the heavens, amen. And so the thing about it right now is that we men have to get back to the place where we can call out to God. We can come together in unity, amen, and just lay it all down, amen. And so how do you feel about the shortage of men? I don't even want to release that. I'm going to just say, how do you feel concerning men in prayer in this hour? And what have you seen in the four walls of the churches in this hour concerning men in prayer? Evangelist Williams. Hello, Evangelist, are you still there? Pastor Catrice, are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay, did we lose Evangelist Williams? Okay, I think we might have lost Evangelist Williams. But anyway, we'll continue on, amen. So what do you see out there where you at in your church home? What do you see, like, in your church home or the places that you fellowship concerning the men in prayer? I mean, everywhere I go, I see, like, men kind of, like, shine off when it comes to prayer. I see some brothers who want to pray, and then I see a whole lot of others who don't want to pray. So how do you see that as a woman of God?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen probably over the time that I've been walking with the Lord, the scarcity of men in a prayer time or praying. You know, they may pray during the devotion time, and I think that, you know, that's prayer. We can't knock any time that prayer is being offered up. Just, you know, as you have probably the desire of God is to see more men pray, because the power behind that, the power that is just mentioned in the scripture, whenever you see the men of God pray, like Elijah, he prayed and for there to be no rain, amen, and there was no rain on the land until he prayed again, and then there was rain. And so the effective fervent prayers of the righteous man or woman, you know, do avail of much, and God is no respecter of persons, but truly, you know, God is wanting to see a revival of prayer within for men, for women, children, youth, and I believe that is the heart of God. I believe it is, yes.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, it's an honor and a privilege, amen, to go to the Lord in prayer. I mean, it's really an honor, and that's where the anointing lies at. That's where the anointing is at when you go to God in prayer. A lot of people ask, you know, they say, well, how can I go to the next level in God? How can I get that revelation knowledge of God? How can I preach without no script? How can I preach without just, you know, without a bunch of notes in front of me, amen? You know,
yeah.
And the thing is, you have to be able to go to God in prayer. That's where the anointing is at. That's where the connection with God is at, is in your prayer closet. And the more you stay on your knees, the more the devil flees. The more the devil flees.
Amen.
So I think that's where people have to realize the power of prayer is at. And see, we have a lot of individuals who want to be birthed out, but they don't want to put the time in with God to go to him in prayer, to get it like the old saints of yesterday's in. You know, they don't want to get it like maybe, you know, them older saints like a Billy Graham or Catherine Kuhlman or, you know, some of them older saints or either Smith Wigglesworth, or I'm going way back, and Billy Sunday and, you know, all them older saints, amen. You know, the Andrews and, you know, just a lot of the older saints, amen. You know, I remember the old mothers on the church, amen. They would just call on Jesus. They just call on Jesus, and then they didn't even pray like in eloquent words. They didn't say, you know, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against this, and we decree, and they did. And mothers just used to be, Jesus. You know, they just call on Jesus. And, you know, they ain't used too many words, but that worked. It worked. It worked. It kept that sister who came off the street. It kept her, amen, out of the streets or out of the hood or what she was doing, amen. So, I mean, how do you feel about that, amen?
Amen, praise God. Oh, give God the glory and the praise and the honor. That truly is a blessing to be able to share tonight. And I pray my sister would come back on, amen, and share with us. But the glory be to God. You know, yes, I mean, prayer warriors of the day, you know, they got prayers through, prayed you through, as they would say, pray you through at the altar, and just, you know, we truly blessed. This blessing come through prayer. And as you said, you know, you can tell those who have the anointing and been with God and can get up and pray. You know, I mean, not just pray, but preach as well and teach those leaders that have been with God, because they may have notes, but the flow, when God begins to flow, you know, truly
right.
From what he's teaching, you know, whatever, then, you know, it's just the spirit flowing. It's just the spirit moving and teaching and preaching through the vessel of the hour. And so prayer is just essential. One of the brothers that I read, he's from long ago, is E.M. Bounds. He is very influential prayer warrior. His books on prayer, one of the books I have is Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, and he speaks a lot about prayer and how, you know, it's part of any gifting that, you know, God places in a believer, that prayer is essential to the believer. And persistent prayer and persevering prayer, it will get you answers. You will receive answers from God, you know, when you are in prayer with him and communication with him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, that is just so wonderful. And now our next topic, we're still talking about the men, amen, because it's brought to my attention that many of the sisters, they said they wanted to talk about men, amen, amen. They want to talk about the men, amen, on the mantle of God, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, let's get down to it. A question that was posted to me is that why are there not enough men in the churches? Why are there not enough men in the churches? Well, I guess I'll start that off. It just goes back to the men being attacked, because the authority that they have in their homes, you know, a man, woman, and child, and where God is the head, amen, of that man, amen. So if you take the man out of the picture, amen, you put a lot more pressure on the woman, and you put a lot more on her, amen. But I know a lot of strong sisters out there who have risen to the occasion by the help of Almighty God, who have raised their son, who have raised their daughters, amen, to be good, productive young men and women of God, amen. And I've seen some men, amen, not rise up to the occasion, amen. You know, society, they lock up a lot of brothers, amen. And then I've seen brothers who get saved in prison. They'll get saved in prison, amen, and they'll get out, and they'll run for a while, and then next thing you know, once you get back to that familiar environment, that old mindset begins to take over, because that same spirit that had them operate in such a way out here, it comes back on them, amen. They yield themselves to that spirit. So I think the thing is that the reason why a lot of brothers are not in the churches, society tries to put such a weak link on the church. It tries to make it seem like a man is soft if he goes to church, or if you're scared, go to church, you know, and all of this stuff right here. And it's nothing but the enemy trying to make a mockery out of the church. You see it in the rap songs. You see it in the rap songs. You know, they try to make a mockery out of saying amen. They made a hip-hop song off of that. They made a mockery out of the Holy Ghost. Woe to that man. Made a mockery out of the Holy Ghost. I mean, how foolish could you be? But the prophet said to himself, he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so the leaders, the men, need to rise up and equip themselves with the word of God so that they can pass that knowledge on to other young men, amen, that they may rise above their situation. In Jesus' name. You want to add on that to Pastor Catrice?
Amen. Praise God. You know, one of the things that is all that you're saying, I truly agree with, and also there's some things that we can do. I mean, the church is sometimes not men friendly, as you say. It's not, you know, men welcoming. You know, it's some things that, you know, just are not manly that we do. That, you know, that we can be aware of, and it's just natural human things, you know, and that, you know, I believe that males attract other males, strong males, you know, and so, I mean, we just need to have the leadership in place, and in the people of God, women, you know, children, you need to support the men, you know, and encourage them on in their faith. And really just, you know, show our admiration that fact that they are men of God and they are leading, and God has a desire just as much as anyone else to, you know, see them lead and have the place, their place in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And if you, just in case you're wondering what you're listening to. Our first run of the Mantle of God, amen, the Mantle of God prayer and fellowship line. If you have any prayer requests, amen, just press 1 and the host will buzz you in, amen, with your prayer requests, amen. We have Pastor Catrice here, and Evangelist Williams took a break for a moment, but hopefully she'll be back in. Minister Brown is here, and we'll take your prayer requests. We'll gladly take your prayer requests, and I know we probably have some more pastors on the line here that will gladly take your request, that will gladly pray for you, intercede for you, your family members, with the love of Almighty God. Amen.
Pastor, amen. I'm gonna bring in now live. It's going to be the first live person coming on is 5. It's me. I'm bringing you live. It's 596-1240, and he's going to tell where he at and where he's located at, okay?
Praise God. Praise God.
First
Praise
God. How you doing today?
Turn your volume down, brother, please. Turn the volume down on your, thank you, sir. Oh, ma'am.
So how you doing today?
State your name, please.
My name is Cody Bynes. I'm from Orangeburg.
Brother Cody, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, and you?
We're doing wonderful. Welcome to the Mantle of God, amen. Do you have anything to say concerning our topic of prayer, man, or you just have a prayer request?
I have a prayer request.
Amen.
To pray for my own mom and my dad and my whole family.
Amen, 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 amen. I feel led to let Pastor Catrice pray on this prayer right here.
Amen, praise God. Father God, we pray for Cody, God. We pray for mom, dad, Father God, the whole family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that by the power of your anointing, by the power of your spirit, Father God. You'll protect them. You'll keep them, God. Lord, and you are, God, the one who goes before them, God. You are their rear guard and the rear guard for them, Lord God. And God, I just ask you, God, to give peace in this family. God, give calmness. God, come over them, Lord God, like, God, that so they'll understand, God. Give them understanding of your will and your purpose for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, lead them and guide them. God, build them up in your word. God, open new opportunities, Father God, for them to minister to each other and to those who may not know you, Father God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that your plan for this family is to prosper them, not to harm them. Give a hope in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God.
Amen, amen. And man of God, just know something, amen. Just know that God has called you, for especially for a time such as this, amen. And just know that, you know, we got to make sure that we line ourselves up with the word of God, amen. And like we were just talking about earlier, if you want to know the plans that God has for you, and the ministry and everything, all you got to do is just take it to him in prayer and just listen to what God's saying. After you give your request to God, just sit there and just listen to what God has to say to you, amen. And God will speak back, because he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, they shall be filled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, this is Nathan again, putting error code 203-440-6037 on the spot. You're going live. 1, 2, 3, you live.
This is Evangelist Williams.
Oh!
Evangelist Williams, how you doing? Welcome to the Mantle of God.
Here for
I guess
the
we
last
got two Evangelist
minutes.
Williams.
I've been waiting for somebody to key me on.
Hey, amen, Pastor Hill. You had our, we lost our co-host. She just buzzed her back in, amen.
Okay, man, she switched phones on me.
I had the other number, but he wasn't picking up, so I switched phones.
Oh,
praise
okay.
the Lord, amen.
Okay. He didn't recognize
me. Well, Evangelist, we're on the line. We're talking about prayer, and we're talking about the men. I know you probably heard a lot that we was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your take on the men in prayer.
I think it's an awesome thing. I love to see a man pray. I love to see a man worship. I love to see a man praise. And I'm praying for the men to come back to the church. I know the enemy is hitting them hard because the man is the head. And if he can get to the head, then he can get to the rest of the body. Amen. So I'm just praying for the men to come in, because I know when a man prays, mountains move. Women are intercessors. They're birthers. And they, you know, they have their place. But I just think that it's special when a man comes. I think God has, you know, created Adam first. And I just always I believe that the man is the head. And when men pray, there's power behind men praying. You know, she had said about Elijah, and you know, you look at the prophets in the Bible, miraculous things happen when men pray. And I know that God honors the head. So I know the enemy is running roughshod over the men today, and I think as women, we are birthers. We need to pray the men in, amen? And anytime a man comes to the Lord, we just need to encourage him and pray for him and help him stabilize himself. Even if they come out of incarceration, I know I witnessed to a lot of men in halfway houses, and their heart is there. I think their fight is great. A lot of men have come from broken homes, and they didn't have a stable father, which is the head of the household, to show them how to be a man. And so they hit the street looking for someone to teach them how to be a man, and they're taught wrong. So I think when they come out of incarceration, if there's not someone there to catch them and to show them, look, you know, you don't have to live a life like this. You don't have to cut your life short, that there's a better life. But we need warriors out there to do that. And a lot of times, you know, majority of the time, we don't have enough laborers in the field to do that, or no one wants to hit that area. I know for me being delivered from drugs, that's my heart. You know, and if I see a man coming in that's struggling, I'm right there, you know, to encourage him. A few years ago, I had prayed in a halfway house down in Bridgeport, and there were like 30 men in the group, and it was just awesome to see their heart. It was Teen Challenge, which is it's for males, and it's a Christian-based program, and they take things, you know, they don't allow anger in the house, they don't allow smoking or any of that in the house. They have to go to church, they start a choir, and they have a 99% success rate. It's because their mind is being retrained. It's they're being reeducated. They get their GEDs, and someone is teaching them that they can change their mindset. And I think that's the key. You have to change their mindset. They've been taught wrong for so long that they don't know right. And when they do right, they think they're wrong. So I believe that, you know, if someone can get to a man, you know, that comes out of incarceration or comes off of drugs or whatever, if they can just plant that seed and then encourage them. I think we don't have enough men's groups to do that. We don't have enough men that are willing to sacrifice to go in and to talk to these men. But I've seen men do a turnaround in their lives and become ministers out of this program, and we need more programs like that to help our men know that their mindset can change, that there's a better life off the streets, that they don't have to live on drugs, that God is the answer and prayer is the key. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would just like to send a special God bless out to Sister Lavina Polite. Amen. That does Spiritual Sunday over there at GQ Palace. You can catch them on Sunday. Amen. You can catch them on GQ Palace. Spiritual Sunday, they have a wonderful program on, amen, where they just answer a lot of questions. They play some gospel music. I believe you can catch them about 7, 8 o'clock on your Sunday evening. Amen. And it's just a blessed show to be a part of. Amen. I know the CEO, Rich Archibald, he's a wonderful man. I mean, he's a wonderful brother. Matter of fact, amen, and he don't mind helping a brother out, amen. So you can catch them on GQ Palace Radio. They on Blog Talk as well. 646-200-3838, Spiritual Sunday, amen, with Sister Lavina Polite, amen. And it's just a wonderful show in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You can also catch Pastor Catrice. You can give out your information right now, Pastor, about your wonderful show of Poetic Expressions and the Jesus Child Poetry, amen. Hopefully we can get a good poetry reading out of you, a good psalm out of you, amen, before you leave here.
Glory be to God. Let's see. I do a couple of blog talk radios. One is Seeds of Harvest. We air Monday mornings and Wednesday mornings and Saturdays. And that is just a coaching ministry to coach men, women, children, and youth to go into the harvest. Amen. Because the harvest is plentiful and it is ripe for right now. And the other is on Thursdays. Amen. And that is the poetry, Poetic Expressions. And we just focus on gifts in the ministry of poetry, gospel rap, and just those to reach the urban communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ through those giftings. And we just thank and praise God that He is really working through those ministries to touch lives and to see change come. And I bless God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we're not going to let you slide out of here without getting one of them also psalms, poetic psalms ready for us, amen. Give you time to get that ready, amen, in Jesus' name. Now, the Evangelist Williams, amen. I understand, woman of God, you are working on that Ruth book, amen. I know I'm looking forward to that Ruth book that will help a lot of sisters, amen. It'll help a lot of sisters, amen. I know I had a sneak peek of what you're writing, amen. But just let everybody else know what God is doing in this book that you're working on.
I'm basically working on a book about my testimony. I've had a traumatic life, and God has delivered me from death a few times. I've been through abortion and drugs and alcohol. I had a ruptured appendix in 2005, and I should have died, but God spared me. So it's a testimony of my life and my struggles and how God has brought me through every time. to be a witness to someone else for whatever trauma that they've suffered, if it's from alcohol, from drug addiction, from abortion, from rape. I've kind of walked the line in every area, and it's just a book to witness to other women that, you know, you can be an overcomer and that there is life on the other side of the street, and that if you just want deliverance, it's there for you, it's available for you. Amen. It's just a book to help other women come out of that darkness into the light.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you got poems in that book as well, too.
Yes, I do.
Amen, amen. Well, we sure would love to hear one of those from you as well. Well, what do you know? We got two Psalm Poetic Sisters on the line. How about that? In Jesus' name. I'm about to, yes, go ahead, Pastor Hill.
I got a young man here I'm going to put on the spot. I'm going to bring him live.
Yes, sir.
803-614-5004. You're going live in two. You live. Putting you on the spot. How you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. How you doing? Welcome to On the Spot, the mantle of God. How you doing and what's your name, sir?
I guess you don't want to say that. Okay.
Okay, I guess you don't want to talk. Amen. Nevertheless,
hello.
Everybody's welcome. Okay,
hello?
There you go.
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
Oh, welcome to the mantle of God. Amen. Do you have a prayer request, or you just wanna share your thoughts about prayer, or maybe you have a question for one of the sisters? We know we have Pastor Catrice, Evangelist Williams on the line with us. Amen. You got anything you want to share?
I've been listening to everything. Everything sounds well. Everything sounds scriptural. Everything sounds biblical.
Amen.
You were talking about me and. Why men are so timid. I don't necessarily think men are timid. What it is, like y'all said earlier, men have been fought against, not only by the enemy, but by the enemies. And sometimes the enemies is in the house with the man.
Right,
sometimes it's the one that's laying next to them.
Mm.
Sometimes it's the one that's in the church with them.
Mm.
So sometimes the enemy have a hold on the people in the church harder than they have a hold on the people outside the church.
Yes.
So men sometimes
are
dealing with more than one or two struggles at any given time. You know he's a head, but you have to figure out how to fight two or three different ways. The Lord said, I will help you. But sometimes men, if they don't have a real strong prayer base with God, and know that it's a strong base with God first, then he's going to be defeated. If there's a woman in the house, and there is a strong base with the woman of God with him, it's going to be a whole lot easier. Same thing with the women. If they got a strong base, and no matter what, because you can't go to God's house and see any kind of thing, and then come back to your own house, and me and you struggling. If I'm struggling, you don't need to go to God's house. We need to get God's house in our house straight first. Because why would you go to God's house if our house isn't straight? If I'm the head and I got problems, you stay with me, you intercede with me, you pray with me until we get a breakthrough. And God will make sure when we get a breakthrough, then we can go forward. We must have a breakthrough before anything can take place. And God will show you the breakthrough. But if there's not a breakthrough for the man, there's not a breakthrough for the woman.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, amen. First of all, I thank you for that wonderful that wonderful expository on that. Pastor Catrice, you care to add on that?
I'm sorry. He really, you know, was framing it very well. Having your home straight, you know, getting your home, your household straight. But you know, knowing that prayer is also the key to that, and that shouldn't keep somebody from praying, or they shouldn't keep somebody from praying in church or coming to God, because he is the first one he wants us to run to. He wants to be first place in priority in that. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Williams.
Yes.
You care to add on to the brother that's on the line right now, just what you heard just now? Just care to let the Spirit of the Lord guide you on that?
I think Pastor Catrice covered that. I think that's all that I can think of. I can't think of anything at this time.
Okay, well, you don't want to pull anything down the side of God. Amen. Brother, do you have a prayer request right now? Do you have a prayer request? Amen.
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I got somebody else going live. He's out. He's been muted out right now. Couple of them live. It's 215-421-4553. I'm going to take
Amen.
You live. In 1, 2, 3. Nathan on the spot. You live.
Hello? On the spot with the mantle of God. May I take your name, please?
4553. Hello, 4553.
Hello, are you there? Welcome to the mantle. State your name.
Oh, they don't want to say anything. So I got 803-664-8446 going live. 1, 2, 3, 4, you live on the spot.
You're on the mantle. Hello, caller. Do you have a prayer request or you care to be heard?
Okay. Got one more. 803-614-4083. You're going live on the spot in 1, 2, 3, 4, you live.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We can hear you. You're on the spot.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know the anointing when I hear it. Amen.
Yes. I've been listening to you all and what you have been saying about prayer. And I was just reading the other day when Jehoshaphat went up against the battle. And he said, you know, and I give myself to prayer. So God is calling us back to prayer. And one of the reasons why the men, you know, when if you think about history and you go back and think about it, the women always prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And they always gathered the children to pray. And a lot of times the boys, you know, they were not available to pray, while the mothers and the daughters prayed. And even now in a lot of the families, it's always the women that are praying instead of the sons, you know, because we got to look at the parents. The parents, the mother and the father, they're going to have to get down on their sons about prayer and how important it is to pray, you know. And God is calling for us to get on our knees sometimes. A lot of times, you know, we've gotten out of that. So we don't know how to pray. We don't understand what prayer means. We're perishing because of lack of knowledge or understanding.
Yes.
And we got to be taught. We have to be taught what prayer is and why it's so important that we pray. Even in the churches now, you know, with your intercessor prayer or your prayer, they pray You know, you see few people go up to pray and go, mm-hmm. you know, they just don't do it. They just don't do mm-hmm. it anymore. So we're not teaching yeah. it. We're not teaching it. Mm-hmm. We've got to get back to what the Word says. You give yourself to prayer and what it really means. What it means, we don't know. We don't, you know, we just don't know. We're not teaching it.
That's a good point. I know back when I got saved, we had noonday prayer, 6 o'clock prayer, and the prayer altar was full, and now you get stragglers. I have an assignment to open the church on Wednesdays, every Wednesdays from 11 to 2, and we maybe get 4 or 5 people. When I first started, it was just me. Now, little by little, they're starting to come back. But that's key. We need to start prayer in the home first and then get it rooted and seated in our children and make it priority in our life to bring children to prayer and let them know there's a time of prayer. That's where it starts, in the home.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Catrice, you still there?
I am, praise the Lord.
Okay, amen, amen. Anything you care to add, Pastor Catrice?
Not at this time. I just, you know, I just agree with everything that's being said, and that truly, and opening up the church to and making a venue, you know, for prayer to be available. That's the start. I believe that's the start. Amen.
Amen. So I think the thing that's very important is that we have to teach people why they are praying. Mm-hmm. Why they are praying.
Why?
What is the
why?
Benefits of prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we
mm-hmm.
praying? And I right. think that's the thing with young people right now. When you said, okay, we're going to have a prayer meeting, and the young people are like, oh, Lord, well, man, I don't want. And see, because they don't know. They don't know. They haven't been taught why prayer is important. It's a communication line between you and Almighty God going through the mediator,
right.
which is Jesus Christ. So they don't know that how important it is, how prayer will keep you. They don't know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And once we realize that you need that spiritual food, you need a spiritual connection, and then you wonder why when you go out in the world and you come back home, you'd be like, oh, I work hard today, I'm tired. It's not that you work hard, it's just that you've been around so many spirits. You've been around so many spirits and so many forces that will drain you if you leave the house and you're not prayed up. You're not setting yourself apart so that God can speak to you, so that he can channel what it is that he needs to channel through you to reach others. So I think that's very important, amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, sister, do you have a prayer request? Do you have a prayer request? Any loved ones or amen? Or just a question to any one of the pastors or evangelists or myself? At this time, you may do so.
No, not at this time. Just continue to pray that I continue to, you know, walk in the purpose that God has called me to do and to fulfill that, the destiny, you know, and just do
mm-hmm.
God's will.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, one of the things about the mantle of God, we do recognize when somebody has a mantle on them, amen. And I just like to say, you do have a mantle upon your life, amen. I heard it when you first came on, amen. And I said it immediately. I know the anointing when I hear it, amen. And I bear witness to that, amen. And you have a tremendous mantle on your life, amen. I don't know if you're already preaching, but you got preaching all over you. You got preaching all over you, amen. And so just begin to
amen.
Walk in what God has for you. I know he has confirmed some things to you already, amen. So just begin to walk in it, amen. And just continue,
amen.
Like Pastor said earlier, just walking by faith. Just walking by faith and just walking. And then the mysteries of the kingdom will become revealed to you as you begin to walk in the things of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Williams, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're talking about, the brother posed an interesting question about the men. Why are men, for example, our text, right? What did happen between Samson and Delilah? Let's take that because I know we had this. I know me and Pastor Shula, we had a nice conversation going in the men's room, amen. So I'm going to bring this over there from the men's room conference, and we're going to bring this over to the mantle. Okay. Now, Samson and Delilah, what did Samson do? Now, we know Samson, he played the harlot for many, many years. He was a man that was walking around hurting, had a calling of God on his life. He had a Nazarene vow. He had a mantle that was gigantic on his life. But he was still unhappy, just like most men out there who got a, you may see a lot of men who got a calling on their life, got a great anointing that they're called to on their life, and you may see them, they're walking with their pants sagging. You got men who 45 years old and they're gang members. You got some men 55 years old, and now they say, I want to be a gang member. You see how the God of this world had blinded their minds lest they believe the glorious light of the gospel. This is what's going on. So how would you see that Delilah, a woman who was not in the church, able to drag a man from the church and to really lose himself? Really lose himself. Amen. Did Samson have that problem before, or do you think otherwise? What's the revelation that God has given you? I pass this around among the women of God at this table right now. Evangelist Williams, you can go ahead.
I think Samson just lost his focus. I think he lost his focus. I think he got his eyes off of the prize and the purpose of God. And he was allowed to be swayed by a woman.
So what did Samson stop doing?
He lost his focus. His priorities were out of order. I believe his priorities were out of order. And he was there to do a job, and he got his eyes off the job that he was called to do. And he let his flesh overtake him.
Ooh. Now, what's my other sister that just I was just talking to before you, Evangelist Williams? You still there, sister? Pastor Hiller, do we still have our caller with us, the last caller that we just in?
Yes.
Oh, she's still there? Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thought he put you back on the line. Amen. I just posed the same question to you. Amen. What do you feel when Samson, what caused him to lose his focus, or when did he lose focus, or just however the Lord leads you to answer that question?
It's just like a lot of us lose our focus. Is that what we were talking about earlier? And as she just stated, he lost his focus. And one of the things is that when we don't do what we're supposed to do, he said to us to what? Establishing our thoughts on him. And when our thoughts are not established on him, then we will fall if we don't keep our mind on him.
Amen.
We don't delight
Amen.
In him.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
We don't commit ourselves to him. And that's what happened to Samson. Because of the what he saw through his natural eyes, it pulled him like a magnet. And he was pulled out of the spiritual way into the natural way. And he got off track and forgot who he was and what he was called to do and what God had given him, his
Amen.
Charge, his responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because Samson came from a praying mother.
Right.
He came from a praying mother. He
mm-hmm.
came from a family that was taught the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Samson was one of the ones who was destined in his family to carry the word of God. He was to be one of the judges that people would come to, not only to bring their problems so he could work it out by the Spirit of God, but he was the one that they would call when they had a physical problem, you know, with the Philistines. He was
Amen.
The one that was chosen to overthrow the Philistines. But Samson's biggest problem wasn't this, it wasn't physical. It was what lied beneath his physical, which was his flesh.
Right.
You know.
Amen.
His flesh was the one that really drove him from God. Amen. It drove him to the point, as you look in the book of Judges, he very seldomly had a talk with God. You probably can count on one hand if he ever had a talk with God. The man of God, mighty as he was with the anointing on his life, he barely talked to God. But he had a temper that was out of this world. He had a temper that was out of this world. He wanted to serve God his own way. He wanted to do things his own way. And it began early on when he got a wife that wasn't in the church. She wasn't saved. She wasn't serving God. He wanted a woman that pleased his flesh. Get that woman. She pleased me well. She pleased me well. He didn't say, I saw her in the temple praying. I didn't see her, on her face crying out to God. No, no, no. She pleased me well. So you got to ask yourself, what did she please Samson with to make him want her? It was his flesh. It wasn't a spiritual connection. It was a fleshly connection.
Right.
So when you connect with her, that released some things into his life even more than being guided by his flesh, but it released some things in his life that was stronger than he was in the physical.
It wasn't his wife that he laid with. He laid with a harlot.
Yes.
He went and laid with a harlot.
But you remember the story, he got married as well, too.
Right, right.
He got it with the harlot, and he got married, and he released some things in his marriage. He released some things in his marriage. Then his wife got killed. His wife got killed because Samson's enemies, he found that out, and he went crazy and burned up, took some foxes together, them tails of the foxes, and just went on a real spree. Amen. Amen. So what is Samson now? Samson represents the men of God that know they are called. I talked to many brothers out there in the street, and they said, man of God, I've been told I got a calling on my life. I know I got a calling on my life, but I just ain't there yet. I just ain't there yet. I'm in these streets right now. Or this woman, man, she just pleased me well. You see that? Samson's still doing the same thing.
Yep. He had
if you look out throughout the... Go ahead, woman of God.
No, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say, and I'm going to back about the way, is Samson still wants that woman who will please me well, and Cain is still killing Abel. Cain's still killing Abel. Our brothers are still out in the street murdering one another because they won't humble themselves and talk to God. He said, make your calling and your election sure. And God wants, he desires fellowship with us. He desires fellowship not only with the men, but the women as well. In Jesus' name. So how do you feel about that? Pastor Catrice, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah. Some things are coming to mind about Samson, and I don't know if it's just some insight the Lord's given me, but it seems like that he took his calling really for granted, and even his parents took his calling for granted and didn't take it serious enough, because even they gave in to his fleshly desires and you know, allowed him to go get the wife from a different people and not from his own people. And so maybe it's because, you know, he was special. He wasn't even, you know, meant to be, because she was barren without children. And here, you know, God giving this miracle for how she was wanted to spoil them. It seemed like there was a little bit of spoiling going on, you know. We can do that sometimes to our children and to their own detriment. and that God has to, or just consequences of the things that they do and come upon them. And I just really think that's one of the things of about Samson. He didn't have a clear understanding, I don't believe, a real, because he did things like he took the honey from the lion, which that's something that was unclean, as him being a Nazarite, there was something unclean for him to do. And, you know, perhaps he just wasn't, you know, taught well, or he was just, you know, spoiled well or something like that. But God is, God, if, you know, God did bring these circumstances into his life and allowed them to happen. And I think it was good because, well, I mean, it wasn't good for that to take place, but it serves as a lesson. It serves as a teaching tool for down through the ages of what, if you succumb to your fleshly desires, there will be consequences. And a lot of times they're not for the good. They are for the bad, because the flesh, there's no good thing that dwelleth in the flesh. And apart from Christ Jesus, we can do nothing. And so that, I believe that is the moral of Samson and Delilah and the whole thing. When you cling to God, and I think it was not just about losing his focus. I think it was just about him truly not understanding his calling and the anointing that he had in the first place. And he would have, you know, when you get a true vision of God, when you know God and you know that you know, you protect the things of God that God placed in you. And you say, oh, no, flesh, oh, no, enemy, I won't go down that road, because perhaps you've been there before and you already know that is going to reap destruction in our life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We heard about what happened in Boston. Amen. I know it's been all over the place. Amen. About you know, the young man, and at first everybody said, well, terrorist attacks. Amen. And I know I share this view with many men's women of God. Amen. And sometimes we can get so up there, so religious, amen, we don't come to terms with where reality is, amen. I'm not talking about spiritual, I'm talking about religious, because that's the worst form of oppression, is religion. But we live in a country, amen, that on 9/11, amen, America, amen, we know was responsible, those who have ears to let them hear what the Spirit says to the church, amen, that America was indeed responsible for 9/11. America has no problem with offing over 2,000 innocent people. Amen. Now, a person might say, man of God, you're making quite a bit of statement. Well, all you got to do is study demolition. If you study demolition, amen, you will know that destruction of buildings, amen, they drop in the same format as the 9/11 towers, amen, straight down, amen. But, you know, so it was planes hit it, and it just fell straight down, almost. Eyewitness accounts said that they heard bombs go off at the bottom of the basement, amen. And the bombs had to be strategically placed in order for it to fall as such. But my concern right now is not on 9/11, but it's about this country, amen, who have gotten so far away from the things of God. And it goes back to prayer. They took in prayers out of the school. Why? Because they don't want my sons, your sons, our daughters, they don't want them to develop a life of prayer. But they haven't done anything with Pledge Allegiance. They haven't done anything with Pledge Allegiance, amen. They will make you put your hand over your heart at the baseball game, at the basketball game, when your allegiance should be to God. Your allegiance should be to the Word of God. Your allegiance should be to what God says in Jesus' name. So what do you think about the whole thing with Boston? And how now, I believe it's a 19-year-old, I could be misinformed, a 19-year-old who they say is responsible. I don't know what, you know, you was thinking about when you were 19 years old, but my God, was you thinking about blowing up a Boston Marathon? I mean, my God, you know. So, Evangelist Williams, what do you think about this whole thing? And do it surprise you about how this whole thing transpired?
About Boston?
Yes, ma'am.
I just think it's Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. It's just the signs of the times. People, you know, the Bible clearly says the truth shall become a lie and the lie shall become a truth. And the enemy is, you know, he's doing his job. I think, you know, people are not raising their children up the way they do back in the day. Children are angry. There's a lot of kids that are angry today. There's just a lot of parents aren't raising their children with the right morals and not paying attention to them and teaching them properly. The judge has taken, you know, the rights away from parents. You know, prayers come out of the school, but I understand that they just signed a law that prayer is being reinstated into the schools. But it's a little late. But it's, you know, but I really think that the laws of the land have changed. You know, when you looked at World War II, there was such unity. Everybody was praying for each other and helping each other, and there was just this unity. There was a family unit. The family unit is, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's parents are too busy taking care of what they're doing, and they're leaving their kids to fend for themselves. You know, and so, you know, the structure of the house is the structure of the family has is not the same. You know, television is their babysitters. TV, you know, computers are babysitters. Parents aren't watching their children. They're learning things. You know, I mean, it's sad. It's sad. The enemy, it's just wide open, you know. And we go back again to prayer. Prayer is the key. You know, if nobody's praying, you know, if everybody was praying in the church like they should be praying, I think a lot of these things wouldn't happen. But this is just a sign of the times, you know. It's the wars and rumors of war. Scripture clearly says that things are going to happen, you know, and the only thing we could do is do our part and pray and just intercede for those that are not praying.
Amen, 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 amen. So right now, amen, I just want to, amen, pray right now for Boston, amen. We're just going to come in unity. And those who are on the phone line, amen, just begin to call in, amen, and just state your prayer request. Or if you got a comment, whether it be on prayer or whether it be on men, the men, I know we talked about the men, why they're being attacked by the enemy in this day and this hour. I know we talked about Samson and Delilah. Whatever's on your mind concerning these topics, just make sure you give us a call. You'll be on the spot, amen, on the mantle of God, amen, on this Monday night, amen. We're here for another 50 minutes, I believe. Another 50 minutes we'll be here, amen. We're taking your prayer requests. We're taking for your family, for your friends, amen. If you need an encouraging word, we have leadership on standby, amen, who will pray with you, who will stand in the gap with you, amen. If you have any events in your church, amen, that you're doing, amen, just make sure you send an email. I know Pastor Hill, he's taking your calls. You can he'll get your emails. And if you have any church functions, you can leave them with Pastor Hill when you call in. And we'll be sure to take your information down, amen. And we'll, as the Lord leadeth, amen, we'll begin to, you know, call out your church events, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Because it's all about the kingdom, amen. It's all about unity, amen. You know, we don't care if you're selling pies or cakes, amen. Just make sure you send me one, amen. So amen. Just begin to call in, amen, and let the Spirit of the Lord guide you in Jesus' name. But we was talking about Boston just now, and one of the things that just really touched my heart, amen, and just, you know, and just kind of pulled on me, amen. I said, you know, every time a tragedy happens in this country, everybody wants to call God. God, why you allow this to happen? And God said, why you ain't been praying?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't been praying? He said, pray, pray. If my people who are called by my name, you got to be called by his name. You got to be able to pray, get a prayer through. And then you got to be careful for the people in this hour that you have praying for you, because you got to make sure they're connected to God. You got to make sure that they're connected to God, amen. And if you have the Holy Spirit, amen, then the Spirit of God will bear witness with us, says the Lord, in Jesus' name. So we're going to pray for Boston, amen. And y'all just begin calling with your questions or prayer requests in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we stand in unison. Even the ones who are on the line right now who are praying, amen, and just joining in, amen, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ over Boston, Lord God. We pray that you will raise up your fivefold ministers, Lord God, your remnant, Lord God, and they begin to take authority. Even your apostles, Lord God, let them take apostolic authority over that city in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a revival, Lord God, even as Josiah, Lord God. Let there be a revival in the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We dispatch your warring angels over that city, Lord God, taking authority to everything that's ungodly, Lord God, in the region, in the territory, by the authority of Jesus. Okay. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that there's power in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There is a balm in Gilead. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God Jesus, why I keep sensing an evangelist, amen. Amen. It's not you, Evangelist Williams. Father God, I pray for your evangelist right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, you know with all things, Lord God. I heard that in my spirit right now. I heard evangelist. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, any attack that's coming against your evangelist, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord God, and we ask right now, Lord God, that you meet that need right now, Lord God. No weapon that form against the evangelist shall prosper, Lord God. Every tongue that rise up in the judgment, thou shall condemn in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the whole armor of God, Lord God. We thank you for the quickening by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We pray that, Lord God, prayer will begin to stir up the people of God in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we call upon you, Lord God. You said, call upon me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that there's rest for the people of God in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line and fellowship line, Lord God, where the people may call in, Lord God, and just to give you thanks, Lord God, to give you praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, for prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, empower your people, Lord God, that they may be enlightened and illuminated by the truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing on this line right now, Lord God. Even the prayers that went forth on tonight, Lord God, touch that sister that called, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. Meet that need in ministry, Lord God. Help her to line up with her calling, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to that brother right now, Lord God, who having trouble in his home, Lord God. Lord God, meet that need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to that woman, Lord God. Speak to that woman who's in rebellion and clamoring against authority of the household, Lord God. Speak to that woman, Lord God, that she may set herself apart, Lord God, that she may be as Anna, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who served you with prayer and fasting and consecration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. You said rebellion as is the sin of witchcraft, Lord God. We come against witchcraft. We come against that spirit of Jezebel. We come against that spirit of Saul right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, because you've been too good, God. And you are good. You said, taste and see that the Lord is good. But you will not withhold any good thing but those who walk upright before you, God. So we pray over Boston, Lord God. We pray over this backslidden nation, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you who have given the trumpet to, Lord God, to sign up the trumpet, Lord God. And we thank you for that ram horn anointing right now, in the name of Jesus, which you call your remnant into, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise to the royal line of Judah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And see, you can't be ashamed, amen, to give God praise. You can't be ashamed, amen. He said, if you deny me before men, I deny you before the Father. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight, amen. Pastor Hill, do we have any more calls that anyone desire prayer?
Yeah, we got one call.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
They're going to pray. They got to go to the hospital.
tomorrow morning at 10. So
Pastor Hill, we can hear you live on the air.
Yeah, let me call them back and see if I can get them on the line.
Pastor Hill, we're live on the air, sir. Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. Amen. Amen. Pastor Catrice, you got that poem ready, woman of God?
Amen.
Amen. See, that's one thing about the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost know the need, amen. Amen. I thank God for the Spirit of God. Amen. And then after we follow, we'll follow by Evangelist Williams after you, Pastor Catrice, read an awesome piece. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. This is just a short, simple poem. And it's called Everyday Prayer. It was written from the perspective of a teenager. It says, God, I'm wondering if you are there. Do you really hear my prayer? They say you will meet my needs. Hear your voice, my mother.
Hello? Hello?
Hold on a second, Pastor Catrice.
Okay.
Pastor Hill, you got your switchboard going live.
Yeah, that's the caller that wants prayer.
Yeah. Oh, she wants prayer? I apologize, Pastor Catrice. Let's address this prayer, and then we'll pick right back up in your song poem, in Jesus' name. Woman, caller, you on the air? Hello.
I lost them, and then I call them back. Okay.
Amen. How you doing, caller?
I'm feeling very well. How are you doing?
We're doing well. You're live on the mantle of God via internet. You're on the line with Minister Brown, Evangelist Williams, and Pastor Catrice in Jesus' name. Amen. We understood that you was called back by our switchboard panelists, and we wanted to know what was your prayer request, because your prayers are very important. Amen. That's why you've been reached back. Amen.
Oh. What you want me to pray about? I'm supposed to go have a surgery tomorrow. Around 12 o'clock, they want to see me that I got a blockage. And that's what I was calling prayer for there.
Okay, let me make sure I understood. You have a blockage?
Yes.
My God.
Arthritis.
My God.
And kidney problems.
I'm here to...
And kidney problems.
Kidney problems. Arthritis.
Yes.
My God, well, you know what? We know that our God, He's able to do above, exceedingly abundant above all we can ask and hope for. I know personally that our God is a healer. I mean, He's a healer. I mean, He's healed me from almost like broken ankles and bones and things of that nature. Amen. I mean, He's delivered me time and time again. Amen. While everybody be have sickness and flus and disease and all that stuff, God has continued to keep me, amen. And see, one thing I want to tell people, amen, is that sickness and disease, it's an invisible force. Just like the Word of God is an invisible force. In the book of John, it said that God is a spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. It said in the beginning was the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So what that means is that in order to defeat a spiritual sickness, you got to take a spiritual cure to defeat it. You got to take the Word of God. And whatever affliction, and knowing that your body is the temple, you speak to that thing in the name of Jesus. You speak it. He said, if you ask anything in my name, you can have it in my name. In Jesus' name, you can have it. So we're going to pray all around the board, amen. We're going to pray as the Spirit of God leads. I will start, amen, and then Pastor Catrice, and then Evangelist Williams. Matter of fact, Pastor Catrice, you go first.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, we just give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God, that we come on behalf, Father God, of the saint of God. Lord God, you know what is needed. Oh God, you're able to do it seemingly and abundantly with all we ask or think in these prayers. Oh, God, we thank you, God. You're not limited, Father God, to us in the box we try to put you in, Father God, but you are limited, Father God, limitless, Father God. You are, God, creator of all creation, heaven and earth, Father God, and everything in it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I exalt you, God. I magnify your holy name. I praise your holy name. How awesome you are, God. I magnify you in this prayer, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
God, I thank you, Lord God, because we magnify you, Father, Lord God. Lord God,
yes,
because
God,
you're seated
yes,
on the throne,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, God, that you hear the prayers of the saints, God. And you said the prayers of the righteous avail us much, oh, Lord God. And, oh, Father, you called us to pray for one another, Lord God, and if there be any sickness among us, if there be any anything, God, that is ailing us or oppressing us, demonic spirits, Father, we can pray
oh,
against
yes.
those things, God. And you said that, God, we could call those things as though they were to be as though they are right now, Father God. We can call healing, Father God, to be in fruition in the name of Jesus. We call the demonic spirits to be bound and loose in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that name Jesus is above every name. Every knee is going to bow, oh God. Every tongue is going to confess, oh God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, hear the prayer of your servant, oh Lord God. Hear the prayer. Hear our cry of our hearts, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Answer, oh God, when we call unto you, oh God, in the humble and contrite voice, oh Lord. Oh Father God, come, Lord God. Oh God, heed to us, oh Father God. Oh God, not because of our we have righteousness, because the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, oh Father. He is our righteousness, and it is in his name that we pray and we seek your faith. In Jesus' name,
in
hallelujah,
name.
God.
Amen. Evangelist Williams.
Father, we thank and praise you right now for your goodness and your mercy, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Father,
yes.
for the cross of Calvary, God. Hallelujah. Well, you, Lord Jesus, were beaten until your by your stripes, God, that your blood was shed, Father, for the cleansing of our souls. Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. That she has a blood transfusion, Father, in the name of Jesus. That you wash her kidneys, God. Father, I wash them in and out, oh God. Cleanse her, Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, we thank you that you remove everything that is not of you, God. Father, let your cleansing waters flow, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as they do the surgery, God, we thank you that you are the master surgeon, God. Father, anoint the utensils that the doctors use, Father, in the name of Jesus. As they go in, God, hallelujah, Father, you touch her, God. Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father, give her fresh oxygen in her blood, God. Father, let there be a washing, Father, a cleansing, a restoring, God. As you healed me from arthritis, Father, touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against every generational curse. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of you, God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Father, you are exalted, oh God. Father, touch the doctor's hands, oh God. Give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Father, that Lord, that you may go in, oh God, and she may come out, oh God, new and whole and refreshed, God. Father, give her, God, peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, give her rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As she goes into that operating room, God, let her come out refreshed in a new person, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, God, by your power, God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for there's none like you. You are the master physician. You are the doctor. Father, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you will have your way, God, in that room, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine in the midst of darkness, Father. Give the doctor wisdom, oh God. Father, we thank you for a cleansing, Father. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she is healed by your stripes in Jesus' name. You said, ask anything in your name, and you will do it. Seek and we shall find. Knock on the door shall be open unto us, God. Father, she's asking right now, Father, for a miracle. Give her a miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we praise you today, as we stand in agreement, we're believing and trusting in you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just ask for a healing anointing to come upon that woman right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we line the physical up with the Spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We ask if any sins been committed, Lord God, let there be forgiven, Lord God. We stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We've seen your word, even as the centurion was healed at that same hour, Lord God, made whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get down into the bones, Lord God. Let the fire of God come down into those bones, Lord God. The Spirit expelling everything that's not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let fibers reconnect, Lord God. Let strength and come into the bones, Lord God. Even as the apostles looked at that man and said, take up thy bed and walk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even as the bed was lowered down as you ministered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And they was on top of the roof, Lord God, and they lowered the bed down, Lord God. And that servant was healed at that same hour, Lord God. We speak to that thing right now in the name of Jesus. You curse it, arthritis. You have no place. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, you flee in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We dispel that spirit by the authority of Jesus Christ, Lord God. No sickness can dwell among the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree it is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name, we stand in total agreement, amen.
Jesus.
As a minister of the gospel, by the evangelistic anointing of Evangelist Williams, and by the pastoral anointing of Pastor Catrice, it is so. Where there is unity, there is power. It is so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Pastor Shula. Pastor Shula, are you there?
Pastor Shula's all on the line.
I don't know why I feel like man, the man of God in my spirit.
I got one more call. I'm gonna put on the spot.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
One more call. Caller number 11111.
You don't have to call in number. I just patch him in, Pastor Hill.
You know who that is?
It don't matter, amen. The Holy Spirit know who they is, amen. Just patch them on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You lie. Hello?
Praise the Lord, caller. You're on the spot, mantle of God. Praise the Lord. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello,
praise the Lord. You're on the spot, mantle of God. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're too blessed to be stressed on this line. Amen.
Amen.
Man of God, you have anything you wanted to add, prayer requests, anything, sir?
Yeah, what we're doing, I definitely want a prayer to these children, but what we're doing is I'm with the Hollywood and Vine Recovery Center. And we are an organization that started 55 years ago. With the Dr. Gloria Montgomery. I'm going to see if I can get her on the phone. But what we have, what we're doing now is we've been helping the older folks and things get off of drugs and rehabilitation. We open rehabilitations around everywhere, basically, to help everyone get off of drugs and things of that nature. So now we're focused on the youth. So now we're opening up an organization for the children, Care for Kids, because the youth really don't have a voice. So we have an organization opening up starting June 2nd, Care for Kids. This is an organization for the children who are under 20, who are on drugs, whom don't have education, whom don't have parents, whom are homeless out there on the streets, and things of that nature. We have an event coming up if you guys would like to be involved, too. We have a lot of Congress coming out and things of that nature out to the event. It's going to be in Hollywood at the Avalon. But yeah, I really wanted a prayer out to all the youth and all the children who think they don't have a voice. They have a voice, and it's starting here at Care for Kids.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for Care for Kids. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Because God says you have to come to Him as a child. Amen. So we thank God for the youth. Amen. Evangelist Williams, you care to lead the prayer?
Yeah, and can I want to share this poem, too, at this present time, because I think it just fits, and then I'll pray.
Okay, go ahead. That's the Spirit of the Lord lead you.
I'm having a doctor come over here to talk to you guys, too, and let you know a little bit more about what we do. One second.
Okay, give
here
the address for your organization. Give the address for the listeners who are listening right now via Internet. Give the information out so where people can know exactly where you're located at.
Okay, we are the Hollywood and Vine Recovery Center. We're located at 20516 Ballinger, Ballinger. That's in Northridge, California. You could look us up on the website, www.hollywoodandvinerecoverycenter.com. We have a 24-hour crisis line, 818-917-8500. Here goes a doctor right here who's been in the organization for over 55 years helping people. Here she goes right here. One sec.
Yes.
Hello.
Amen. Hello.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
All right. I might have to call you Luke the physician.
You know
hey,
what? We all are trying to make a difference where it's needed.
Amen. Amen.
So you're doing that. Wherever we are, we can make a difference, you know?
Yes, we can.
And so sometimes we have been looking the other way and in denial of what the problems were, especially among these young people today. We want to group them all and put them into a gang, or they got bad friends or whatever else it is, rather than looking at the truth and know that our children are running sick in the streets. They're using drugs. They're using all kinds of drugs, drugs that we never even heard of before. They're creating them and using them. In fact, they don't even have to go on the street to get them. They're going in the kitchen and in the bathroom. A little girl was 5 years old, died from huffing hairspray. So these kids are just dying. They feel no future. They don't see their way out of a situation because, and we can't blame them. We set this up. We created problem. So we should be willing to help create the solution. And what we're trying to do is we're having this benefit on June 2nd at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood, is we are trying to wake people up and see what's going on in the life of your children. Last year, there was over 100,000 people that died in the disease of addiction, and yet we looked the other way. There was more people died in this disease than died in 10 years of the war. And most of those people were young people under 17 years of age, because if you are under 18, you can't get into a treatment program. See, we think we're just blinded by thinking that, oh, yeah, they got all these treatment programs. They can get help. There's help available. It's not. If we check into this, we find out that children under 18 years old are denied treatment. They're denied detox. They're denied any form of help in that line. You know, in fact, people look the other way and think that, well, you know, they just bad kids. They gonna get over it. And we're watching our children die. And how can we do that? You know, how can we continue to look the other way? You know, in America, we find people that really have good hearts and meaningful. That what happened in Boston, within 24 hours, they had collected $2 million to help in that situation in Boston. We lost 140,000 young people in the past couple of years, and we are not willing to do nothing to help in that situation. So where is our values? Where is our morals? What's going on? You know, it's we Michael Jackson let us use his song, "They Don't Care About Us." And that is really the truth. If you can see, if you put on our website and just look at the pictures of these young people and the condition they're in, and they're dying in this condition, and nothing is being done about it, nothing is even being said about it, we act like it doesn't exist. And I guess some parents want to be in denial. They don't want to see it in their kids because they're afraid that it's going to ruin their image. But at the price of ruining their image, they let their children die. And some parents is foolish enough to say, you know, I let my kid use drugs at home rather than be in the street.
Right.
Well, you're in the street at home if you're using drugs. It's sad.
It is sad.
It really is. And our desire is wake up. Wake up before it's too late. What is going to happen? Where is the future? Our children is our greatest asset. And if we let them die and let their minds be destroyed, what is there? What will happen 10 years from today, 20 years from today? We won't have anybody capable of running the office or seeing about a country. We're killing ourselves with neglect. We're looking the wrong way. And there's nothing in this world as important as the life of this child or a child. There's nothing in the world that important. There's no car that important, no house that important, no looking good is that important when our children are dying all around us and we're looking the other way. You know, that's sad. That's sad. We pay more attention to, we pay attention when a kid.
Hello?
Hello? Did we lose our caller?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Got all quiet all of a sudden. Yeah, we totally agree with you that it's very important to empower the youth, and especially when it comes to sickness and diseases and all of those different things.
It's important to save their life. This is what we're talking about, saving their life before they die in this condition.
Yes. Yes.
And nothing is being done to offer a solution for this. And that's what we are having this program for, to hopefully that people will stop looking the other way and start looking at the problem. Because at this event we have 500 children that we can bring to that event that has been on the street, that is not having any kind of supervision, that pimps is using them for prostitution and using them by keeping them under the influence of drugs. And there's no parent that's out there trying to see about them. There's nothing going on to save them. And you can.
Right.
You can make a difference. You can. Each one of you can. You know? I had to think about that one lady that sat on the bus and changed the consciousness of a nation. Why can't we open our mind to our children and change the consciousness of this lax idea where we don't care? Can you please do that?
We're going to stand in the gap. Evangelist Williams, she's going to read a poem. We're going to go into prayer. But we just like to encourage you that anytime the mantle of God will be on every Monday night from 9 until 10, we just welcome you to share your information with the listening audience about what y'all doing out there in California. And I just salute y'all, and we'll definitely keep you in prayer, you and the organization. We think that's
thank
a wonderful
you.
Thing
we thank you for
doing
that.
Out there. It is just a wonderful thing, and y'all definitely have a platform here to where y'all voices can be heard on what y'all doing out there. As
but
more
can
more
I ask you
about.
Something? You know, where is the churches? Where is all the churches? There's churches almost on every corner, and yet it's a dying, like flies. But what's done?
They lost their heart.
Well, I will say this. Like what we're doing, we're not a part of no any mega church organization.
No, it don't.
What I notice is that the real people of God,
let your love shine. You know, when we pray, prayer is an action word. What can we do to help maybe this one child, to pull him out of the darkness of being caught up in this life of addiction? And you know what? When people haven't been there, they don't understand it. These kids experience demon. They experience all kinds of things in their life. Their life has been controlled on the dark side. And yet we have the truth. We know the truth. Why can't we extend the love to bring them in before it's too late? That's all we're asking. Bring them in. You know, we know we can't help every child, but maybe if you help one, that's one life saved. Okay?
Amen.
Would you do that? Would you pray for us?
Definitely do that.
Yes.
And listen, I'm with you, woman of God. Listen, anybody knows about darkness, you have three people on the line here. I know Pastor Catrice, who got a history. I know Evangelist Williams, who has a street history, and myself, who've been out in the streets, run with various crews and all of that stuff.
We know what it's all about.
We know what it's all about.
You know what it's all about. You know what? You found your way out of it. Let's help these kids out of it, because you know the answer. You have the solution. These kids don't. Okay? Pull them up out of it, too. If it's only one kid, look around your block, your neighborhood, and see really what's going on. You know, it's in every home in America is being affected by one way or another, whether it's your cousin or your grandkid or somebody else's neighbor's kid, they're being affected by it, and it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. The darkness has taken over. And now we see the results of it when we see them go shoot up a place or go do. Look at the kid that even created the bombs. It was 19 years old. We created these monsters,
you know,
but we do nothing about it. You know? Help us.
Yeah, well, that's why I have a hard problem with United States of America as it is. The programs that they offer, it's just a money scheme, and it's just really not profitable. Even when the young men that they lock up, they don't provide programs for them when they get back out on the streets. They turn them over to private organizations to where they can make money. Jails are no, you know, so it's just
90%
sad. It's just
of the people jail is in there for some drug-related problem.
Yep.
And they in jail. They in jail is not a treatment plan at all. It has never helped anybody. In fact, it brought a person out of there and made them more bitter, more hating than anything else. So jail is not a solution. But brother, you got the solution because you got God, and God is the answer to all this stuff, right? But if we don't stand, and the churches is not standing, who's standing for these young people? The darkness have taken over their lives. While we stand and we know the truth, we know that God is the answer. But if we don't get out there and try to help these kids, they don't know where to find help. Because they look around and they see adults doing stuff, and they look around and they feel like, I met kids that was 10 years old that was raising their brothers and sisters while their parents, the father in jail and the mother's out using drugs. So the kid had to become the parent in the house. So we need to wake up, you know, before it's late. You got the answer because you know the truth. And we just need to take that truth to the streets, to these young people, any way we can. If it's over the radio, if it's over the telephone, it's just talking to the neighbor, it's getting up in church and speaking on it, it's to make people aware of it, you know, because God is going to hold us responsible as a nation. We are going to be held responsible for these children if we do nothing. Okay?
That's right.
You.
Amen. Mother, I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And amen. You know, it's about faith, not only faith, but it's about the works as well, too. Showing your faith by your works.
That's right. And we thank you so much for letting us have this time and sharing it with you. And please share it with someone else so that they, too, may be willing to reach out and help somebody to get these kids in out of the darkness before it be too late. You know, a change is coming.
a change is coming, and we need to read the signs
of the time, you know, and we don't want to stand here and it be too late when we can do something now.
Yes.
Well, amen. Well, we just like to welcome you on here next Monday night. We'll give you 5 minutes to just tell everybody about your organization, what you're doing with the kids, because I think that's very important. And
Thank you. Let
people know on a weekly basis what it is that y'all doing out there. And I just salute y'all. I really do. I really do salute y'all and what y'all doing out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And once again, you can find us at www.HollywoodAndVineRecoveryCenter.com. And then the telephone number is 818-917-8500. What time would you like us to come on Monday?
Matter of fact, y'all can come on about 9:30. 9:30 would be good.
9:30 a.m. or
9:30 p.m. 9:30 p.m. next Monday. Next Monday at 9:30 p.m. you can come on and you can give that information again, so those who wasn't on this week can definitely hear y'all again next week.
Okay, so 6:30 California time, right?
We on East Coast time, yes.
Okay, perfect. So thank you guys so much. And once again, let's have a prayer for the children.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read a poem and then I'm going to pray. This is a poem that I wrote because of my drug addiction. And I'm just going to share with you. It's called Torn. Lost and alone, I feel forsaken. Torn between here and my past. hurting so badly I lost my vision. Where did I go wrong? How long will this last? Groping in darkness, tossed and driven, lust and drugs in my path. I am not sure how to travel. Each and every day is the same as the last. Guilt has blinded me from my direction. Sin has robbed me from my position. Torn and afraid, I can't see. Lord, if you are there, can you please help me? Out of the darkness came a vision. I am not sure what I see. Only a cloud can I envision. Lord, if it's you, help me to see. Lord, if it's you, help me to see. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you, Father, that you are still in the delivering business, Father. Father, we ask, oh God, that you send strength and send help, oh God. Hallelujah to our children, Father, as they die, God. Hallelujah at the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you, Father, that you are a provider, God. You own the cattle on a thousand hills, Father. You said anything that we ask in your name, you will do it, God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you send help, oh God. Send the resources, send the finances, Lord. Send the support that they need, God, in the name of Jesus, to help your children. They are your children, oh God. Father, they are borrowed, oh God. Hallelujah, and they belong to you, God. Father, touch every heart, every mind, every ear, Father, on this phone, God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you are deliver, the healer, and the restorer, God. We ask, oh God, that you touch every child, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give them hope, God. Give them a direction, God. Hallelujah. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every assignment of the enemy. We tear down every stronghold. We come against the spirit of a drug addiction, alcoholism, and prostitution, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, they will not die, but they shall live and declare the works of the Lord. They shall, God, be a testimony unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Their lives are precious, Father, and you said to bid the children to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. They may be hurt, they may be broken, but they are still your children, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are going to deliver each and every one, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we magnify you. We ask, oh God, that you touch the politicians, touch the church, touch somebody's heart, God, hallelujah, to give them a financial help, God, to give them a building, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you open doors, give the doctor favor, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touch someone's heart today, God. Father, touch them, oh God, hallelujah, that they may be a helper, oh God. Hallelujah to the souls that are being lost, Father, on the street, God. Father, you said, oh God, hallelujah, if we ask in your name, you will do it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are delivering those children, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, God. Do it for them as you did it for me, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We count it done, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
And amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you both, Doc, and y'all doing a wonderful work out there. We salute y'all, and y'all have a place on here to make your voice be heard in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much.
It's no problem. The pleasure is all ours.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We are now 10 minutes till the end of our show, amen. We are now 10 minutes into the end of our show. Not really a show, but it's the Mantle of God Prayer and Fellowship line, amen. We just give God praise and honor. And we're just here being servants of God, amen. We're just here being servants of God. We're here to make sure that people have a place where their prayers can be heard, whatever they're doing in their communities, in their respectable places, and what they're doing in ministry, that they definitely can be heard, amen. Religion and tradition is definitely not allowed here. We come against spiritual warfare. We come against all that in the name and the authority of Jesus
yes,
Christ,
Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Catrice, back to you, woman of God.
Excuse me.
Amen, praise
yes.
God. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to say this poem. Amen. It's again about it is about prayer from teens. It says, God, I'm wondering if you are there. Do you really hear my prayer? They say you'll meet my needs to your voice, my mother heed. Every day I do have something to say. Though I feel self-conscious when I pray or acne and being a teen okay, Lord, I know you heard me today. God says, seek me with your whole heart. Praise me, it's a good start. I pray that nothing will keep us apart. Prayers going up like being on a musical chart. Every day I do have something to say. My sins cause you pain. Your forgiveness does sustain. Cleansing is what I obtain. Holiness through prayer is my gain. Every day I do have something to say. And that was everyday prayer. And I just thank the Father that he is touching that ministry, that are ministering to the youth, praise God, and that he'll replace any spirit that would want to come upon them to discourage them or cause them being dismayed by what they see, because we want to call things as though they are, walk by faith. And I know that sometimes that, because I have a teen of my own, and I know the struggles of being a teen, because I was a teen, and things are kind of, you know, they're exponential now. Everything, because they have the technology, they have cell phones, they have things at their fingertips that they can get to that we were not when we were growing up. So it's so imperative, yes, that we, first of all, that we do pray for them and we intercede for them, and they continually on our hearts and minds, and is any chance that we can to speak a word of encouragement to them and let them know we were once a team. We once were going through you know, changes in our mind, changes in our friends and in our bodies even, and you know, these things that are normal that they don't have the experience to know how to cope with these things, and that's why you see them turning to this and that. And so with us as having the experience and the presence and the power of God in our life, we can be an influence to them, and I believe that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. This is Nathan. Amen. This is Nathan. Amen. We got time. We got under about 7-8 minutes. We can squeeze them in.
Maybe, she don't want to come on. Mm-mm. 707-83-98-89. Putting you on the spot. Live. 1, 2, 3. You live.
Amen. Welcome to the mantle of God. On the spot.
Well, you wish to say something?
Do you have a prayer request? Do you have a question for either Pastor Catrice, Evangelist Williams, or myself? Or do you just have a comment about our topics of the evening? We talked about Boston. We talked about Samson and Delilah. We talked about men's in prayer. And we also talked about the youth and the things that are plaguing in this hour. You can go ahead.
Okay,
well, praise God anyhow, amen. I guess they didn't want to talk, Pastor Hill.
Yeah, you love her.
Amen, amen. Well, we're coming to the end leg of our broadcast. Amen. Everybody that can hear at the sound of our voice, amen. This is the mantle of God, and we're here every week on Mondays. This particular program, amen. We're here from 9 o'clock. Excuse me, like 8 and 9 o'clock. What is it? 11.
9 to 11.
Amen.
9 to 11, and it will be aired tonight in about 15 minutes on the internet. So you can go back to the
amen. It'll be on. It'll be the rebroadcast will be posted on the internet in 15 minutes. Amen. Pastor Hill, we're doing the men's room Thursday.
Oh, y'all working overtime? Can we do it?
I'm asking you, man of God. I'm asking you, amen.
Well, she's going to schedule us the rest of this week. Actually, she schedules us every night for the rest of this week.
Every night,
so
my Lord.
I cancel Sunday night, so this is Monday. So I'm going to cancel tomorrow night, then we can do Thursday night.
So we're going to be back on Wednesday and Thursday?
No.
Oh, no. Man of God, let me know something, amen, because we're running short on time.
We'll come back Thursday night. If we come back before then, I'm going to cancel tomorrow night.
Well, amen. We'll be back Thursday, amen. Whoa. You give the people of God a break, amen. And amen. And as any last remarks, Evangelist Williams, Pastor Catrice, we thank you for you joining the mantle of God and co-hosting this, and amen, and just being there, a servant of God, amen. Pastor Catrice, again, let people know where they can find you at and your program that comes on, Expression in the Harvest.
Amen. Praise God. Again, we're on Blog Talk Radio as well. It's blogtalkradio.com/Seeds of Harvest. And then it's blogtalkradio.com/JesusChildPoetry. So we thank you, praise God, for this opportunity to be a part of the move of God. Amen. Bless everyone.
Amen. Evangelist Williams.
Yes.
Let them know where they can find you at. I know you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. Yeah, you can reach me at Facebook, Evangelist Williams on Facebook. And Enterprisement Media on Facebook.
Okay, Enterprisement Media on Facebook. And amen. You can also catch enterprisement.blogspot, amen, and see what's going on with Enterprisement Media Group, amen. And Pat, you can catch Pastor Hill. What's your email address, Pastor Hill, for those who have any questions about the mantle of God or the man's room on the spot? Tell them how to get in contact with you to send their emails to.
You can email me at johnnathan.hill@gmail.com. That's John, johnnathan.hill@gmail.com.
Well, amen, amen. Well, we just thank the Lord Jesus Christ. His grace and mercy. Tell a friend, tell your pastor, tell your apostle, tell your prophet, tell your teacher, tell your evangelist that the mantle of God is on the line, amen. If they have a word from the Lord they want to release, amen, and they want the people of God to know about it, you tell them come up on here on the mantle of God, amen. We're going to ask some questions, amen, and whatever they're doing in the community, amen. I think the woman of God, she called and posed a great question. What is the church doing? What is the church doing? Amen. So that's what it comes down to, amen. You have the truth, and when you don't execute the truth, you hold it in unrighteousness in Jesus' name. So we thank for what they're doing, amen. Out there in California, amen. They gave out the information, amen. They'll be back on 9:30 next week to share what they're doing out there in California. A wonderful job, wonderful work. Again, we'd like to give a shout-out to GQ Palace, Sister Levine Polite, Brother Richard Archibald, K.L. Belvin, Sister Tiffany. You can catch them on Reality Relationships on Thursdays, and you can also catch GQ Palace, Levine Polite on Spiritual Sundays, GQ Palace as well, who's available on Blog Talk Radio. There's some awesome people. We have about 2 minutes left, amen. So I just like to definitely shout them out in Jesus' name. Also like to give honor and praise, amen. We'd like to give shout-outs to Pastor Card up there in Connecticut, amen. Evangelist Williams, Pastor, amen. We'd like to give a shout-out to them. And we'd like to give a shout-out to Elohim and all the saints of God up there. And we'd like to give a shout-out to all of those who are laboring in this hour, in this season, and especially to the prayer warriors, those 3 a.m. Spiritual hustlers who will be pressing the gates of heaven, amen, who will be petitioning the mercy seat of God, them 3 a.m. prayer warriors. We'd like to thank God for you because those are definitely the prayers of the righteousness at those 3 a.m. prayer warriors, and as well as those 5 a.m. prayer warriors. Also, Prophetess Dewan and those saints, amen, at the Marketplace Prophets, we like to salute them and the job that they do on Mondays at 7 a.m., amen. The prayer of the Fivefold Ministry on Mondays and Fridays, amen. You can contact them via I think they're on Facebook, amen. You can contact them. We thank you for joining us on the mantle of God. We thank you. And you continue to pray our prayers in the Lord, amen.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And remember about Samson and Delilah, man of God listening, that you don't err in the faith. Remember about Boston and this backslidden country, amen. Remember about what they're doing to the youth and our young men incarcerated.
Yeah.
God bless you.
This is Wolfa Live. And Thank you very much. Peace. Love you.
And Heavenly Daddy, 'cause we're not married, and I'm attracted to your hurt.